Hi, my name is Lexi, and I'm here with Alice, and she's going to tell us about her time studying abroad in Hawaii.
Hi, my name is Alice, and I went to Hawaii for winter J-term 2022, so my senior year. So I'm going to be talking about a time that I went to a coffee farm in Hawaii, in Kona, so one of the bigger islands in Kona, Hawaii, and the coffee farm is called Holua Loa Coffee Farm. And it's basically a giant estate. It's kind of like an inn. So basically you can come in and you can stay at the inn for a bit, or you can just have like a tour, which is basically what we did, of the coffee farm. And you see all the coffee trees and all the plants and the garden and everything like surrounding the estate. So the owners of the estate were Cassandra and Paul Hazen, and they named their coffee Brazen Hazen, which I'll talk a little bit about later. But yeah, once we pulled into the coffee farm, it was very surprising because it was this like magnificent, very large estate that we just didn't think a coffee farm would be. We thought it was going to be more local people working it, smaller, kind of down to the roots kind of thing. But no, it was definitely a very, I guess, mainland version of what we thought it was going to be because it was so large and so beautiful. So we were kind of perplexed when we went because Cassandra was the one that was taking us through the entire farm, and she was giving us a tour, and we were all taken aback by the way the tour was given, just because in our Hawaii prep course we were like taught all the history of local Hawaiians and everything that they've been through to be a state of the United States. So basically we learned a lot about like local Hawaiians and how they have this ancestral physical tie to their land, so they feel connected physically and spiritually and emotionally to their land. So it's really impactful when people like tourists and people like foreigners come in and take the land and exploit the land for coffee or for whatever it may be, for its beauty and everything. So we learned how bad that was and basically the effects of that. So when we were being taken around on the tour by Cassandra, she first took us around to the coffee farms, fine, whatever, and then she took us to the art pieces. So she imported a couple art pieces in like the back of her farm, so behind the coffee farms, and there were things like giant wings. It was a bell structure and just all these like random, huge, ginormous, expensive, beautiful pieces of art. And she basically told us that she didn't know the meaning behind the art. She didn't know the purpose, and they were basically there just for beauty. And after learning about the local culture, it was kind of interesting to see her do that, because a lot of times tourists come and they try to be really cognizant of the stuff that they're doing, especially in this native land. So they'll find local pieces, they'll make sure that the meaning aligns with their values, all that kind of stuff. But the fact that she kind of just brought in these pieces of art simply for viewing pleasure and not knowing really the impacts of importing art instead of getting it locally. And she also told us that her estate and inn, it was only accessible to the people that pay for the inn and want to stay in the inn. So she's basically gatekeeping all this art that no one else can like look at and experience, which isn't adding anything to the community. And on her website and in her like when speaking with us, she was very clear about how like she was adding to the art community, which I don't think she was at all. But yeah, that was like one of the small pieces of the tour. And then another piece of the tour was when we walked up to a lava tube. So in Hawaii, something is called, they call their like sacred sites heiaus. And these heiaus are very sacred to them. You're not really supposed to destroy them, move them, like do anything around them or touch them. And she basically excavated this lava tube on the heiau and completely destroyed it and built over it. And she told us that, and she was like joking, and she was like, haha, probably shouldn't have done that, which we're like, no, you definitely shouldn't have. But yeah, she did that, and she's told us she didn't really know if there were any burial grounds on her entire estate, which is really problematic as well, because burial grounds are like one of the things that they hold near and dear to their heart as well, because again, they have like a physical tie to their land, like their ancestors and all that. That's basically building over their family, which is how they view it. So she didn't really know too much about that. And she also referred to the heiau as a haiku. So it was very prevalent that she did not know anything about heiaus and anything about the sacred land, which a lot of the times before you come into Hawaii or really any native land, you'll kind of talk to locals, you'll get advice on like what to do, how to go about it without being disrespectful. So it was clear that she didn't do that from that, which kind of reminded me a lot of the Mark Zuckerberg issue, where he came in and built like a huge estate and mansion in Hawaii on the local land, which was really problematic. So it was an issue also because these heiaus are usually used for like worship, temples, burial sites, forgiveness, birthing, and all that. And again, by not knowing the meaning of that, it was really kind of an issue. So, and we also talked as we like walked the estate, she like talked about how like she wanted to expand the estate again for tourists, again to exploit the land, and not knowing how to do anything. And she had a manager with her who was kind of talking about the process of having to expand, and he was like tiptoeing around the fact that it was an issue. He was tiptoeing around the fact that like it was really hard to get the like the go-ahead to build and expand because of like the natives, obviously. So yeah, that was just like an eye-opener for me, because if I had gone to Hawaii not on a study abroad trip, I think everything would have just went straight over my head and I wouldn't have noticed. But from this coffee farm and like being aware and cognizant of locals, I think like through this study abroad trip, I was able to be way more aware of like the impact of being a global citizen and being an educated tourist, because I would never want to support a farm like this or support like something that I don't want to be, which I think is such an issue, and especially in places like Hawaii that tourism is so big because people don't know what they're supporting, you know. So I think it was really valuable that I was able to go on the study abroad trip with Elon, because I was able to learn it again and learn what I was doing, what I was adding value to, and what I wasn't adding value to. So yeah,
thank you. So just a question, how was the overall vibe of the tour when it was going on? What were other people's reactions? Because obviously there were some issues going on.
Yeah, I think I was like one of the slower ones. Like it took me a second to realize, like the first couple comments, like I was like, whatever, it's not great, but it's fine. And then the more it went on, like I could tell that people were uneasy in the beginning, but the more it went on, people were like looking, like giving me eyes, giving the professor eyes, and just, it was very clear that everyone was on the same page that everything that she was doing was so problematic. And I was so curious to see a professor's takes on it. But I heard them ask a couple questions. Like the professors asked about the burial sites because they were curious about that and wanted to see if they knew about that. And we had like a little conversation about it in class the next day. And some people in my class were kind of emotional about it because they were like, I feel so bad for supporting something like this. And like, I just would have never known like this and this. So yeah, I think everyone was on the same page about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for telling your story.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.